Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
1221, Dean Richards.
What color is
Sunday morning. One of the things that brought so much Mexican culture to us in the last 6 months or so is the amazing film Coco. Another thing that has been bringing wonderful aspects of Mexican culture to us, the great food from our pal Rick Bayless's Frontera Grill, Topolobampo, his many television shows, his cookbooks. Always a pleasure to welcome our old pal Rick Bayless to the program. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Dean?
You must have been, you know, I didn't even think of this when the movie came out. You must have been completely blown away by this movie, Coco, if you even had time to watch it. But, I mean, it's so much of what you've been talking about all these years, the rich Mexican culture.
It so is. It's super cool because when I saw that it was a Disney production, I kind of thought, I'll see if they can actually do it. But they did an amazing job. They spent massive amounts of time down in Mexico. They went to my favorite place, Oaxaca, for Day of the Dead, and they patterned it off after what you find there in Oaxaca. I mean, I was blown away because it really captured the essence of what that holiday's like and so much of Mexican culture.
Yeah, I thought of you so much when I saw this movie that, like, this Rick has been talking about this lovely side of Mexican culture for as long as I've known you, and yep. here is a movie that brought it up to the big screen. For a couple of reasons, I'm always happy to have you here on the program, but the Cinco de Mayo celebration is coming up in a couple of days, but also the James Beard Awards are also a week from tomorrow here.
That's
again
right. It's
here in Chicago
the day after Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah,
and the two biggest things in my world right now are Cinco de Mayo in all of our restaurants, followed by the James Beard Awards, because those are the biggest awards for our industry in the country, and there'll be about 2,000 people that come for it.
Yeah, and recognize Chicago for the culinary capital that it is. How many Beard Awards do you hold now?
It's a lot for a show. I think I'm up to 8
now. That's amazing. So amazing and so deserving. Are you nominated for anything this year?
No, thank goodness. We won the big prize last year, which is the Outstanding Restaurant of the Year, and we got it for Topolobampo. There's only one other chef in the country that's ever gotten it twice. We got it for Frontera a decade ago, and then for Topolo this last year. And thank goodness they have not nominated us for anything, so we can just go and enjoy the festivities and not be on the edge of our seats.
Yeah.
But I will be presenting that big award this year because that's sort of the tradition that's arisen in the Beard Awards, is that whoever wins it the year before gets to present it to the recipient.
Very nice. Well, we'll definitely see you on the red carpet. We'll be covering it on the red carpet, as we always do for WGN TV. And what do you have planned for the restaurants for Cinco de Mayo?
You know what? We have got, we are going to make a lot of margaritas. That's what I'll tell you that we're going to be doing. We've got some specials that are coming up. But to tell you the truth, it's just one of the most festive and jovial holidays. It's a kind of funny thing because, you know, it's not a big deal in Mexico. It's a little bit like St. Patrick's Day in Ireland. It's not one of the top holidays, but it's become something really big in the United States. But the one thing that our listeners have to know is that it is not Mexican Independence Day. It just commemorates a particular battle in a particular war that Mexico won. And so that's why we all celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Any time to enjoy a nice margarita.
There you go.
And some of the fine food. When Rick is with us on the show, he always leaves us with a recipe or two that we can try for ourselves. And you sent us a recipe for chilied shrimp tacos. Chili shrimp tacos. What's involved in that?
Okay, so you know, when you've got some chili in a dried chili in any way, shape, or form, I'm just going to tell you a really quick thing that I think all of our listeners will be able to actually do even without looking at the recipe. But one of the things that is a weapon in my pantry all the time is canned chipotle chilies.
Okay.
And so one of the things that I like to do is caramelize some onions, put some shrimp in there that are peeled. You can chop them up to the size that you think will be perfect for your taco. And then chop up some of the canned chipotle chili. So a canned chipotle is a smoke-dried jalapeno. So it's going to be spicy like a jalapeno, but it's also going to have this beautiful smokiness to it.
Right.
And it comes canned in a vinegary tomato sauce, and you use a little bit of that to season this. So you've got caramelized onions, some cooked shrimp, some smoky chipotle chilies. And I'll tell you that that's just beautiful as a taco filling.
And
maybe put a slice of an avocado in there if you want to. That would make it delicious.
Are you sauteing all of that together? Or
yes.
Maybe on the grill?
You could do it on the grill, in which case I would probably grill sliced rounds of onion first, brush them with a little bit of oil and sprinkle them with some salt and put those on the grill. Or if you're going to saute, we'll see if the Cinco de Mayo is going to cooperate this year and be a warm enough day to be out at the grill. But even if it's not, I like to caramelize the onions in a saute pan with some oil and let them cook slowly until they're rich and sweet.
Yeah.
And then add the shrimp and saute that with it.
Put it all into the tortilla shell with some shredded cheese. And
I don't know about the shredded cheese.
Oh,
part
really?
Of it at this point, because I'm not a big fan of shrimp and cheese. That's my own personal thing.
Okay.
But if you are, put the cheese in there. I would choose the avocado, a slice of avocado over the cheese.
I would too. It's in the recipe that I have in front of me here. So
that's
okay. Why I was going for that.
So
your choice. I mean, really, that's the beauty of these recipes, is that you can improvise and do as you please.
That's right.
We're going to put all these recipes that may or that Rick may or may not endorse.
There's a whole lot of different ones. And when you said the name of that recipe, I wasn't thinking of the one that you were referring to there. I was thinking of another one. That's the Chipotle one. But there's the one that you've got there. It comes from a street vendor that's down on the coast of Oaxaca in the town of Puerto Escondido. And they make these things that are called encamaronadas. And that is an amazing, it's a little bit more involved because you do add the cheese to it. And you make basically like a shrimp quesadilla out of these. But I have to say, they are addictive beyond belief.
I think I like your first one because it's super simple.
It's super simple.
Yeah.
And it's related to the one that I was telling you about.
Yeah, very, very similar.
It depends on how deep you want to get into the cooking.
We're going to put them all up on the web here at WGNradio.com. Rick, we'll see you soon. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'll see you at the James Beard Awards. The award-winning Rick Bayless. Always nice to have him with us.